On this episode of The Big Success Show, is your money creating options?
Big Success with the Professor and Mary Lynn.
If someone handed you $1 million, $1 million.
I'll take it.
Wouldn't you, though? Now, the question is, what would you do with it? I think most people would answer something like, oh, I'd quit my job, or I'd travel the world, or you might spend more time with family and friends because you've got time now. Time buys money, right?
Exactly.
Or you could start a business. Now the thing is, what do you notice about these answers? You notice they're not about money. They're about the options that money creates. Options you can use to create the life you want. Now that's a big idea.
And that's big with two G's. Welcome to the Big Success Show, where we help you create the life you want. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm George, the professor.
Today we're talking about a simple idea that can completely change how you think about money. And we chase bigger paychecks, promotions, and new income streams without ever asking the most important question. What is that, Professor?
That is, what do I want my money to make possible? Because money isn't the goal. It's a tool. And if your money isn't creating more choices, it may not be accomplishing its most important job. Money should create options.
So in this episode, we're going to explore why more money doesn't always mean more freedom and options. Why you should design your life before designing your finances. How to make money work for your future instead of your lifestyle. Why wealth is really about choices. We're also going to share a framework for finding big opportunities among your choices. Well, let's start with a question, Professor. Why doesn't more money always mean more freedom?
Well, I guess let's start with the fact that most people believe success follows a very simple formula. Earn more, live better.
I mean, to some degree, that is true, right?
It is true, but not always.
And here's the point. Have you ever met someone with a great income who still feels trapped?
Mm-hmm.
They never seem to have enough time. They're always stressed. They can't leave a job they no longer enjoy because their lifestyle depends on that paycheck.
And I'm preaching to the choir here because...
I've
been there, done that. Exactly, yeah. Right. And that's what happens when money becomes the destination instead of the tool. The problem isn't income. The problem is that every raise often comes with a bigger mortgage, more monthly payments, and more commitments. Suddenly, what looked like freedom becomes a new set of obligations.
And that's why some people earning modest incomes feel surprisingly free, while others earning several times as much feel stuck. The difference isn't how much they earn, it's how much flexibility they've created.
So instead of asking, can I afford this? Try asking this question. Will this purchase create more options going forward? That one simple question changes almost every financial decision.
Yeah, paying off debt?
More options.
Learning a new skill?
More options.
Building an emergency fund?
More options.
Buying something simply to impress others?
Probably fewer options.
I was just testing you.
Well, I hope I passed. Money has its greatest value when it increases your future freedom.
When most people think about wealth, they picture expensive homes, luxury cars, or large investment accounts.
But here's a different definition. Marilyn, I love this. Because I think it just really simplifies money. And it helps us realize what the true purpose of money is. Wealth is the ability to choose.
That is good. That's a very big insight right there.
That's right. It's repeatable, too.
Yeah.
Wealth is the ability to choose.
Yeah, and it gives you the freedom to choose meaningful work, to spend time with family, to help others, to change careers, the freedom to retire because you want to, not because you have to.
And that's why we believe money should never become the destination. It's one of the most powerful tools personal entrepreneurs have for creating the life they truly want.
Money also buys something many people overlook, and that's time.
Mm.
Sometimes hiring help, eliminating debt, or simplifying your life creates something even more valuable than a higher investment return.
It creates margin, and margin creates peace of mind. That's why an emergency fund isn't just about preparing for unexpected expenses. It's about reducing worry. It's about making wise decisions instead of desperate decisions. Real wealth isn't measured only by dollars. It's measured by choices.
Now, here at Big Success, we say you need to design your life first. But, Professor, You're not looking at your money first. You're designing your life first. Why in this order?
Well, we have to think, Marilyn, about the design-build process. We start with design. Imagine asking an architect to build your dream home without telling them what you wanted. It would never work. Yet many people approach their finances that way. They save, they spend, they invest, they borrow, without ever defining the life they're trying to build. Money is an excellent servant, but it's a terrible master.
Oh, that's another big insight right there.
Yes, it is.
That's a big one. That's why our life map system begins with a different question. What does your ideal life actually look like? So before deciding how to spend your money, define what matters most. What kind of work do you want? How much time do you want with family? Where do you want to live? What legacy do you hope to leave?
Once your destination becomes clear, your financial decisions become much easier. You're no longer chasing someone else's version of success. You're building your own.
How empowering. And you can learn more at lifemapcourse.com. That brings us to a framework for finding big opportunities among your choices. And it's a framework that you can begin using today. First, earn.
Growing your income expands your ability to make a positive impact.
Second, allocate.
Give every dollar an assignment. I like to say an allocation. Some dollars support today's lifestyle. Others create tomorrow's opportunities. Both matter. But don't spend so much on today that you have to sacrifice tomorrow.
And third, create options. Ask yourself, what's one financial decision I could make this year that would buy me more freedom next year? Maybe it's paying off a credit card, increasing retirement savings, starting a side business, learning a valuable new skill, or building a stronger emergency fund.
Small financial decisions often create big opportunities later. That's big with two G's.
It is.
Like money itself, options compound over time. One wise decision leads to another and another, until one day you discover you've built something much more valuable than wealth. You've built freedom.
And it's time for this episode's big assignment from the professor.
This week, don't make a budget. Rather, create an options portfolio. On one sheet of paper, write down three choices you'd love to have within the next 3 years.
Maybe it's working fewer hours, traveling more, starting a business, helping your children, or retiring on your own schedule.
Next, ask yourself, what's one financial decision I can make in the next 30 days that makes each of these options more likely? Don't focus on perfection. Focus on progress. Every intentional decision you make today creates more freedom for tomorrow.
Now for our big takeaway.
Change your paradigm. Money isn't valuable because it buys more stuff. It's valuable because it creates more choices.
When your finances support your purpose, your values, and your vision for the future, money becomes much more than something you earn. It becomes one of the greatest tools for creating the life you truly want.
Don't measure your wealth only by your bank account. Measure it by the freedom you've created. It leads to big success.
If today's conversation challenged you to think differently about money and success, we'd love to keep the conversation going. Join our free Big Success newsletter at bigsuccess.com/join for practical ideas that help you create more success in your life, work, and finances. And don't forget to connect with us on your favorite social media platform. You'll find us everywhere as at Big Success, and that's big with two G's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as summer's winding down, most of us naturally fall back into our old routines. But what if back to normal isn't your next best step? That's next time on the Big Success Show. Be sure to follow our podcast so you'll be ready when the next episode drops.
And we thank you so much for listening today. Until next time,
here's to your big success.
Find Big Success at biggsuccess.com.